Dean's so hungover, he can barely form a sentence. And when he doesn't shower, he gives off an aroma that smells like he slept on the floor of a horse's stall. He was by far the baddest boy in Eden High, and he didn't care. I got a crush on him that drove me crazy. Part of it was his looks. Jason was classically handsome, but Dean had a sort of feral grace to him, as if someone had let an animal out of the zoo. He had hazel eyes with dark lashes and a sinful mouth. By 18, he'd lost all traces of scrawniness and had shoulders you could stare at for days. He lived in jeans and t-shirts so worn in they molded to every curve of his body, and the flex of his forearms was one of the most fascinating things I'd ever seen. Girls were crazy about my brother. There were endless phone calls and texts going off whenever he was around, and smitten girls appearing on our doorstep. But I've seen girls struck dumb in Dean's presence, speechless and wary, as if they're afraid he'll eat them. I knew the feeling. He never had a girlfriend, and he never went on dates. What Dean did with girls, and who those girls were, and whether I wanted to be one of them, was one of the obsessions of my teenage life. I never told anyone, of course, least of all my brother. I kept my crush quiet. I didn't even understand why I liked him so much. It was just that compared to the high school boys who either teased me or tried to get in my pants, Dean was a relief. Foul-mouthed, street smart, easy to talk to, and never boring. But I was his best friend's little sister, and Dean wasn't going to happen to me. Until he did. This is how it happened. Chapter 2, Holly.
No way, Jason said to me when I asked to come along with them to a party one Friday night.
It was late spring, the weather finally beginning to warm toward summer. Jason and Dean had graduated the year before while I was still in high school. Jason had an entry-level job at a bank. Dean worked landscaping. Neither of them went to college. On weekends, they partied. Without me, of course. My brother was standing in the kitchen, loosening his tie and undoing his collar as he ate a peanut butter sandwich. He was still dressed from his day at the bank. His hair was darker than mine, with thick waves that girls loved, and a lock of it fell over one eye.
You're not coming, he said.
Agreed,
Dean said. He had pulled an orange from the basket on the kitchen table and was peeling it with his long, strong fingers. Why not? I asked, crossing my arms and leaning my hip against the counter. I heard the party is at Shelley Blum's house. Jason glared at me, his mouth full, while Dean calmly peeled his orange.
That means it's going to suck, Holly, Dean explained. Shelley's parties always do.
Then why are you going? I asked him. I forcibly did not look at his hands because they were gorgeous, but that meant I looked at his mouth instead. Sex, sex, sex. Damn it.
Because Shelley is trying to sleep with Jason,
Dean said bluntly, popping an orange segment into his mouth.
And I want to see if she succeeds.
Jason had swallowed his sandwich now and was able to protest.
Hell no, he said. That's disgusting. She smells like feet. And I have Charlotte now.
Charlotte was Jason's girlfriend of about 6 weeks, a beautiful, tall blonde who seemed to put up with his partying. She treated Dean like a bad smell, which Dean found amusing. Does Charlotte know you're going? I asked Jason, provoking him.
I'll tell her if I want to, Jason said, which meant no.
What about Mom? I said to Jason. Does she know you're going partying again? Our dad had split years ago when I was 7, and Mom had raised us alone. She worked at the head office of a cosmetics company where she was a supervisor and was almost never home. She pretty much thought Jason should be the next president of the United States and despaired over him daily now that high school was done and he showed no interest in college.
I haven't talked to Mom, Jason said.
That means fuck no,
Dean translated. Maybe I'll just go anyway, I said. I'm almost 18. I can crash a party on my own. It was pure bravado,